This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
Rav Alfazal loy hevi bechiburoi kol haniyu kimse dehaniyu amiroi. Rav Alfaz did not bring all these ukimtes of these amiroim. Afal gav de kulan halochis pesukos hein, even though they are all the halocha. They are not chilek with one another. Veloy pligia adorim, they're not chilek with one another. All these are different examples for the same concept. Elamara machado, mara machado, veloy pligia each one. She's udravina masnisin hi. And Ravina's case is a Mishnah Mufureshis. The kach ahanu da abaye v'rova lekeli kshuya midi. And so also in the cases of abaye and rova, there is nothing to ask. It's straightforward and clear. Umaskinen, and we conclude, the afinan avne v'sakinu masoi, she'enichem b'rosh agag v'novlu b'rushus rabim b'ruach mutsuyo, v'izikku bosu d'naichi. And we conclude that we learn that in the case of avne v'sakinu masoi, which were left on the roof, and they fell into Rishus HaRabim in an ordinary wind and caused damage there after coming to a standstill, we learn it mibur umi'esh. We learn it from a combination of bur and esh. V'yesh min ha-gedoylim shekosvu, and some gedoylim have written, deloy mechayev ela ma shechayev bishnehem, that since it is learnt both from esh and from bur, that means without esh or without bur you would not have been able to learn the chiyuv of avnu sakinu masoi. Therefore, f'tiri minis kekelim umimisis odom. They've got to have the ptur of kelim and odom as in bo, umi tomen kmo beish, and they have to have the ptur of tomen as in esh. Even they also b'me'atzad, since they learned b'me'atzad, this new zek of avnes akinun masor has been learned from the combined me'atzad of esh and bo yahavinen luhu hakal shebishnehem. We have to give them the kal that exists in both of them. We've got to give them the kulas of both. You cannot be more machmir in this case than you are in either of the constituents of the me'atzad. The yeshin istabku b'dover, and some rishonim aren't so clear on that. The li nire the chol din bur yeshlehem, and to me it would appear that they have entirely the din of bur. Teido, and I shall prove it. Hani inech sholosh ukimtus de alfinan luhu mibur v'shur. There are four cases that we learn from bur and shur. Which are the four? There are three cases that we learn from Boer and Shur. Which are the three? It's the last three. That's the Ilam and the Kosel. And the Boer and Misgalgel. And the third one is? The Biv. The Biv is same, yeah. Yeah. Everything except the Avnes Akilim Asur. The Shmuel Dom et Hanashur L'Ragli. According to Shmuel, it says Shur means Regel. And the me'atzad of the Mishnah is going on the four obvious mentioned in the Mishnah. That's the shor in the Mishnah, which means regular according to Shmuel. The shakl v'tari b'hu, the ones that they're discussing. And keren is included in the sefer when it says that comes to include keren according to Shmuel. But the shor mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah, that means regal. And the lawyer Rezekah is talking about regal, and the Tzad HaShove Shovem is talking about regal, and it's on that Tzad HaShove that Al Gemara says what li suye mai, and Al Gemara answers li suye all these cases. How does it work? Because we take that shor which means regal together with that boy which is in the beginning of the Mishnah, and together we create the bivos and the boyam is galgil and so on. V'hechi matzi Shmuel li suye leasvinu mi boy v'regal. How can Shmuel bring from the case of Bor and Regil chayiv in the Rishus HaRabim to make him chayiv even in Rishus HaRabim, which he must be in those cases? That's what we're talking about, Rishus HaRabim. Kivan de Yahibnulu Akal Shabohen, since he's giving the Kal, it's the Chlora Raya, Lichlora, there's nothing to argue against this. It's so clear that you must say, since the Gemara is using Shoyr to construct a new din, in the case of the Biv and the Boram is Galgil and the Kursil and the Eitz, and yet there's no question that you would be Chayiv and Rishus HaRabim in those cases. That means that according to Shmuel, we're not worried about the fact that Shur is Potter B'Rishus HaRabim. It makes Shitas Tosis very difficult, yeah. makes Shiras Tosfos very difficult, but not as difficult as it's going to be in a moment. Hilkach nire de iker talmuduhu mi boir l'chude. Therefore it appears that the main limud is from boir alone. The boir gomur heim avnoi v'sakinu masoi l'boso denaychi. Because they are boir gomur. Bein afkirinu, bein loy afkirinu. Whether they've been made hefkir or not. L'shmuel, domakudu mi boir l'amadnu. Ularav bid afkirinu. וכן בור המסגלגה, וכן כוס הבילן שנופל לברשוס הרבים ויזיקו בוסו דנייכי, וכן פסקים ביבסיהם וגופים מהרסיהם. אף על כבדי ברשוס כאבדי לשמואל דאום הבור ברשוס חייב, וקיים אלן כבסה, we hold like שמואל that a בור ברשוס is still חייב, בור גומר הוא. These cases are absolute בור. The fact that they are learned from a מהצד does not detract from their being pure בורס. אלא דלוי מצינו למלך מבור לחודי, just that we can't learn from Boer alone, Mishum Deloy Dami Legamri Leboer, because there is a certain aspect of them which is different to Boer. Bitchilas Asiyosu Lenezek, or Mishum Dukah Hachamurud Bohin Basiyosu, or Shilogor Mulumaisov, each one has a reason why it's not quite Boer. Or Shiasiyosu Bereshusoi, Hutzrach Lavi Yochiach Misha'an Nezikin. So you have to bring a Mochiach from Sha'an Nezikin. She'ain Lechalik Behinim, to show that there's no such chiluk between them, Uvein Boer, Mishum Hani Pirchus, because of these Pirchus. She'ainom Moin Ois Chiyuv Bohem, because these Pirchus do not deprive the opportunity of a Chiyuv. Hilkach Gam Eilu Lo Yotsu Michlal Boer Bishvil Eilu Pirchus. Therefore, these also do not cease to be Boer because of these Pirchus. Now, this aspect, this that the Rosh has just said, is that familiar to you? We had that anywhere else. The way the Rosh has just explained the construction of the Me'atzad. No, that's on the initial thing, on the fact that it's entirely Bur. But this last thing, the way he's being mefarish, the Me'atzads, the way the Me'atzads are operating on Davov. We've had this in Tosfos, actually. That's right. If you look back in Tosfos, and the Rashba said exactly the same thing. On Daf Hei Amud Beis, Ivan, your learning is getting so good that I think if you go to Eretz Yisrael in Elul, you should stay there. You should stay for a couple of years already there. Tosfos starts off asking the fourth or the fifth line of Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Koach Hachamuruv Boy is a Kula, and therefore how could you learn Eish from any of the others? Answers Tosfos: The Eish Loimar, the Boy Shnase B'loy Koach Hachechomu Me'avne V'Sakinu Shlo Yizik Ba'alichosom Le'Basa Demaychi, the Loy Nase Boy Al Yedei Koach Acher. Aval Eish Shehoylechu Mazik Ba'alichosom Al Yedei Koach Acher Chomu Mi'Boy Shein Hoylechu Mazik Ela B'Mkoyim. So you remember Tosfos with the crutch theory. Koach Acher is not in itself a kula. Depends what it does. If the crutch only brings it up to the level of the other thing you're comparing it with, then it's worse, because it's the same as the thing you're comparing with, except it's got a crutch. So if Koach Acher makes it a boer, so you're comparing it to boer. So for example, Avnu Sakinu Masoi Shnofli Meshus Agag. So now it's a boer, and you're comparing it to another boer. So it's certainly no better. And Adarabba, this only became a boer with the help of the Koach Acher. So it's a weaker boer, whereas the other boer didn't need a Koach Acher. But if you're looking at Eish and you're comparing Eish to boer, then in Eish, what does the Koach Acher do with Eish? It makes it move. It's a different thing altogether. It's a crutch that enables the patient to walk much further than somebody without crutches. As I said to the other shiur last night, they call that kind of crutch in English a Mercedes-Benz 500 SE. That's the kind of crutch. When people say Yiddishkeit is a crutch, I told them that's what you answer. A motor car is not a crutch. Why can't you walk? A motor car is also a crutch. But look how you can go with a motor car. So who would think of not using it? So Yiddishkeit is a crutch. But look where you can get to with it. I don't know why what people use that phrase. Isn't it funny? And they give it a label, and then nobody thinks beyond that label. Yiddishkeit is a crutch, and then you cringe when somebody says that. You're using it as a crutch, and you cringe. You just stop to analyze. Everybody uses a tool is a crutch. Any tool that you use, any piece of equipment is a crutch. to enable you to do more than you can do without it. That's what it is. If it's enabling you to do more than you can do without it, that's not can crutch, says Tosfos. That's Koach Acham Urevbo that makes it into a Hilech Umazik. That's not a crutch. That's an engine. That's power. Completely different. The Koach Acham that just makes you into a boer, and there you sit, an ordinary boer, good, that's a crutch. But a Koach Acham which makes you into a Hilech Umazik, that's a different gather of Koach Acham altogether. That's how Tosfos came out. Now Tosfos had a kasha as a result of that. Tosfos' kasha is, what did the Gemara say on the next page? The Gemara learns, why can't you learn Koach Acher? Why can't you learn Avnei Sakinu Masoi Shenoflu Mershus Agag from Boer? Because my Boer Shein B'Koach Acher Toimah Bahani Sheish B'Koach Acher, that it will be Chayev. You need the tissues. David, can you pass the tissues behind you? My Koach Acher asks the Gemara, why we can't learn from Boer alone, because Boer has got no Koach Acher, whereas Avnei Sakinu Maso is weaker. Why is it weaker? Because it's got Koach Acher, the first kind of Koach Acher, as Tosfos defines. What does the Gemara answer? What's the Gemara's answer on that word? Eishuchiach. The Koach Acher Mur of Boer. Okay, but that's very difficult according to Tosfos. Eishuchiach, the Koach Acher Mur of Boer. But that's a different kind of Koach Acher, Tosfos has just said. That's a Mercedes-Benz. And this is a crutch. How can you say Eish Yochiach? Oh, look, Eish is also a crutch. It's got a Mercedes-Benz. And yet it's Chayev, so why should this be any different? Well, this, the Koach Acher, is Taker, a weakness. And in Eish, we've just said the Koach Acher is a strength. How can the Gemara use the Koach Acher of Eish to prove that the weakness of Avnei Sakinu Masor is irrelevant? Answers, what's Tosfos' answer? That's Tosfos' kasha. Even though, in the case of Koach Acher Mur of Boer in Eish, what's important to see is that we regard it as if he did it himself, and therefore he's chayev mishum chitzov. Says Tosfos, we're not using an Eish Yochiach. All we're using is, we're demonstrating through Eish that the existence of the wind is irrelevant. You can't blame anything on the wind. Because if you could, then the Madlika Eish would also have a tain. I didn't do it. The wind helped me. So you see from Eish that blaming, or partially blaming the wind, is not accepted. Once you've got that principle, then there's taka no difference between Avnei Sakinu Masor and a regular boy. That's all we're learning. We're learning one principle from Eish. It's not an Eish Yochiach. It's not the establishment of a me'atzad, of a common denominator between the two. That's not what we're doing. We're learning it entirely from Boer. We're learning it from Boer. We just have a problem. Is this relevant or not? We have a kasha. Is the presence of a Koach Acher an impediment to this Boer? So we bring from Eish Uriah that's not an impediment in Eish, so why should it be an impediment here? In Achnami, Eish is much stronger. We're not trying to prove anything from Eish, except the principle that Eish is, that in Eish, Koach Acher Mur of Boer is not reckoned as a separate force. And so here also, it's not reckoned as a separate force. And the Melech, there's no difference between Avnei Sakinu Masor and a regular boer. You see already in that Tosfos that this is not a normal me'atzad. Tosfos learns it only in that case. The Rosh wants to say in all of them. That's how we're using the me'atzad. That's a little bit more difficult. That's good for the first one. And Tosfos himself says it, and Rashbo says the same. That this is not an ordinary me'atzad. We're extracting a principle from Eish, which when applied to Avnei Sakinu Masor, makes it possible to learn Avnei Sakinu Masor from Boer alone. That's it. So this really has nothing to do with the Machlokes Rishonim as to whether when you've got a me'atzad, whether you've got to give it the chumras of both or not, because this is a different kind of me'atzad. So actually we've answered Tosfos, haven't we? At least on the first one. This has got nothing to do with the machlokes of whether in a me'atzad you've got to give it the chumras of both or not. The Gemara goes on and wants to learn from regular, that's a bit more difficult, because those appear to be regular me'atzads, don't they? The Gemara wants to say, let's take one of the cases, a Boer Amisgalgel. One wants to learn from Boer, says the Gemara, no, you can't. Why? Because Darkalelech, not because, no, because Maisav Gormuloi, Toimar Be the show, whether it means shayna, whether it means regular, whether it means kerim, the way mice of gom, ain mice of gomelu and yet chayv, that's a regular mayatzad, isn't it? We're not learning a principle. Well, maybe yes, we're learning a principle that mice of gomelu, you don't need mice of gomelu, don't need it. What's the other one? Let's look at each of them. Then came the bivos. Then we want to say birashus. So you see from show that you don't need birashus. Once birashus is irrelevant, then you can learn it directly from the first one. And in the third case, matzah was matzah the objection. So learn from show, which is not motzu, which is not motzu. Is that what we wanted to say? No, so was that the kasha on Ilan, on the curse on the Ilan? It's also not tchilas asiyos of the nezek. So that all that principle. So then you would have to say that this is that all. That's how you use a me'atzad. A me'atzad is not learned from two places. Any me'atzad is really learned. You start off from the first one. Elamai, you have an impediment. There's something blocking the limud. So you bring a raya from an outside case that blockage can be ignored. That's all. And now you can learn it directly. That's the principle that it works with. In that case, the question is, but what do we do with Tosfos on Daf Gimel, the various Tosfos that the Brisker Rov brought, which shows that he doesn't learn that way? Good, so that we'll have to see. No, that's why that long Rashi always made it clear that you always start with Bor. The basis of the limud is Bor. Bor is the primary mazik from which all else could be learnt. And you only need the others to avoid particular kashas that you would have on it. But basically, once the Torah tells us Bor, you know them. Bor is the basic principle of nezik. And yet you're chayiv. Even though the nizak did all the action, he fell into the pit. You did nothing. Principle of nizikin, and everything else develops from there. You need the others just to answer the impediments. Right. Now you can't learn a kal v'chomer if you're learning from something which isn't a case which is kal. You wouldn't learn chomer. So Bor is the cornerstone of all nezikin. That's what comes out of the sugya. The Bor is the cornerstone of everything, of all the nezikin. Yes, that's what we just asked. That the test was earlier on Daf Beis, on Daf Gimel. And that you've got to use both. Yeah, it is a me'atzad. They are me'atzads. The way I explained it at the end is to say that is a me'atzad, and a me'atzad means that you learn from one and you use a second one to answer an objection. But that merely opens, having answered the objection, it opens the channel to learn from the original one.
So if you want to continue by saying that you put the kulas of the second one don't apply.
Therefore, the kulas of the second one don't apply. What are we going to do with Tosfos? That we have that problem still. Uvor gomur, who says the Rosh, v'chol din boilohim, this is absolute boil, and it all has all the dinim of boil, kulos, v'chamurus shaboim, the kulos and the chumras of the boil, v'lo yavinalu kulos shel esh v'regel, and we don't give them the kula of esh v'regel at all, only the kulos and chumras of boil. V'chein muchech mitoich ha-toisvus, and that's proved from Tosfos himself. So the Rosh is now going to bring a raya that Tosfos also holds this way. Now we've had a bit of an indication that Tosfos holds this way, except we've got an indication that he holds the other way too. Why? No, he didn't, did he? We said, the Brisker Rov did. That would be Shittas Tosfos, yes. Good, let's see. V'chein muchach mitoich ha-Tosfos, shehikshu, Tosfos asked, heich ka'oma shor yuchiach, shekein birushus. How can the Gemara say on the next Omud that Shor Yochiach because it's Bereshus? It's not the next omelet, is it? Even just the next omelet. Ho aliba de Shmuel show the masnisin heine regel b'mokum shu malach b'rushus the heine b'rushus harabim hu potur. According to Shmuel, how can you say that shor yuchiach shu b'rushus and yet is chayev? If shor is regel, then whenever it's b'rushus, is potur. The tiras beitz oruch shidoso alav b'rushus harabim b'ziki b'rushus hayochid. And Tosfos answered with an eitz oruch. Ah, Tosfos, didn't you remember?
Aval ho loyav kashilu. But why didn't Tosfos ask better? Hechi alpinu mi regel, how can any of them learn from regel? Why did he just ask on the loshon of birushus? He could have asked on the principle of learning from regel, lechayvinu birushus harabi. In all three cases he could have asked. According to Shmuel, how can you learn from regel, regel's part of birushus harabi?
Elovada ikit birushus, teikir chiyavunu mi bor. But you must say the Tosfos also learns as I do that the main chiyav is from bor, and that the second sad is only to answer an objection, but we don't apply any of the dinim of the second tzad to the new nezek, which is learnt out from the first tzad. That's how the Rosh wants to take it. There you're going all right. I haven't done anything. I've just read and translated the Rosh. The Rosh lost. I'll summarize it in a moment. That's where I said that it's not as hard as it's going to be in a moment, because now that the Rosh has brought a very strong raya from Tosfos himself, it's not a question of what do you do with the Rosh, it's a question of what do you do with Tosfos. That Tosfos also doesn't seem to worry about the fact that regel in Rishus HaRabim is potur, and therefore how can you learn from that Boram is Galgel and Ilan and Kosel and the Bivois, which are all Rishus HaRabim cases. Tosfos isn't worried about that. So you see, says the Rosh, that Tosfos learns the way he does. The Pilpula Charifte brings the other cases of Tosfos and leaves it Bekashe. It's difficult to figure out why Tosfos in the other cases seems to be worried about what you can learn and what you can't learn. So let's summarize it again. The Rosh brings two shittas in the Rishonim as to whether when you have a Mehatzad, you have to apply the Chumras of both Tzdodim to the new hybrid, to the new case which is born by those very two tzedotim. And he brings a raya for the case that holds that you don't have to apply the chumras of both, that you align it with one only. And his raya is from Al Gemara, because in the case of Al Gemara, we bring there are three cases where we use bor plus shor, and we're proving what? A chiyuv birushus harabim. According to Shmuel, who holds that shor is regel, how can we use shor, that is regel, to prove a case which is chayv b'rishus harabim, if you hold that you have to give the chumras of both tzedodim? How can you be chayv b'rishus harabim? Or the kulas of both tzedodim, how can you be chayv b'rishus harabim? If you've got to work with the lowest common denominator of both, then you can't be mechayv b'rishus harabim. So how can the Gemara bring a case of learning from bor plus regel, according to Shmuel, a chiyuv b'rishus harabim? Elamai, must be the Gemara isn't worried about that. Really, how does it work? You're learning from bor. Ah, you've got a problem with bor. It's each case ma'aser gorim l'loy or tchilas asiyos l'nezek, whatever the case. You've got a problem with bor. Good. So you'll find that your problem is not a problem by analyzing other cases which also appear to have such a problem, and yet you see the problem is ignored by the Torah. So you see the problem is not a problem. But having removed the problem, you're left with your original limud from bor. That's how the Rosh wants to learn it through. And therefore the case of Avnei Sakin and Masor, Shenafle Mishus Agag, the Hiziku Mishus Arabin, is pure bor. Bor and nothing but bor. The fact that you need Eish to answer a kasha, that's just to answer a kasha. That's not to really do anything more than that. And I showed you that Tosfos learns Taka that way in that case. In the case of Shor, Tosfos actually learns that way. In the case of Avnei Sakin and Masor, Tosfos learns that case. The Rosh proves that Tosfos learns that case in the other three situations too. Because when the Tosfos' problem is, how can you talk about Shor, Shehu Birushus Yuchiach, that Shor, even though he's walking where he's allowed to walk, is Chayev? That's all very well if you hold the Shor is Kerem. Then you can say, even though he's in Rishus HaRabim, where he's allowed to be, he's still Chayiv. So you see that Birushus doesn't remove the Chiyuv. But if you will hold the Shor is regular, Shmuel does, then how can you say that Shor Yochiach?
that when he's walking where he's allowed to walk, he's chayev nevertheless. Asks the Rosh, he's not chayev when he walks where he's allowed to walk. So ask Tosfos. That's Tosfos' kasha. Ask the Rosh, why doesn't Tosfos ask better? How can you use shor altogether to prove anything in any of the three cases? Because all your three cases you're trying to prove chiyuv b'rishus harabim. And shor is never chayev b'rishus harabim. And if you have to apply the kulas of both cases, then how can you be mechayev b'rishus harabim when you're using, as one of the legs of your table, you're using shor, which means regal. Elamai, you see that you don't have to worry about that. It's not really one of the legs of the table. It's just there to answer it. I want to try and answer it using the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos that we started with in Regel. Rashi and Rosh that we started with in Regel. Remember, what was the machlokes Rashi and Rosh in Regel? On the Gabi Tzroiris we found the machlokes. What was the principal machlokes? Remember how we defined it. So, and how do we define them? Right, and what did it revolve around? What did it depend on? We said on Svora, as the Rif gives it, or on Gzeres HaKosuv. If you go by Uvir, Besadeh, Acher, Gzeres HaKosuv, that's it. And you just got to look whether the damage was in Rosh Hashanah. If the damage was in Rosh Hashanah, that's all that's relevant. If you want to look at the principle that lies behind it, as the Rif does, Urchayu Bekach, then you've got to look at the action, not at the consequence, not Gzeres HaKosuv. You've got to look at the action. Let's take the Rif's way. Where the Rif comes and says, that means, what did the Rif say? That when an animal is walking Bereshus HaRabim, he's potter. Why? Explain the Rosh why. Remember? What did the Rosh say? Why is he potter? Right. A, he's walking where he's allowed to walk. And B, he's doing something which it would be unreasonable to expect the owner to prevent him from doing. He's walking. He's walking where he's allowed to walk, and he's walking. What comes out of that? And therefore, okay. So let's define it more clearly. Does that mean, and therefore, it's not regal? It could mean one of three things. And therefore, he's potter. Or, and therefore, it's not regal. Or, and therefore, it's not a mazik. Which of the three does it mean? That's not nezek. An ox walks in Rosh Hashanah, that's not called nezek. He's allowed to walk in Rosh Hashanah and he's doing what any normal healthy ox is expected to do in Rosh Hashanah. That's not a nezek. If it's not mazik, how can it be regal?
Right.
In which case?
The same regal. It's the same.
It's more regal. Which one do you say it therefore? It's regal, but it's potter.
It's the same.
I say that's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Rosh. According to Rashi, there's a ptur b'rishus harabim. Why? There's a gzeres hakosuv v'levir b'sde'ache. That means if it's in rishus harabim, it's regal, but there's a gzeres hakosuv, then it's potter. According to the Tosfos, it's certainly not regal, and it's not even a mazik, according to the Rosh and the Rif. Since, and that's, if you look at the Loshon of the Rosh, the Efshar Shebo Lefaresh Tam Aposuk, Lamo Patar to Torah Bereshus HaRabim, why did the Torah patar in Bereshus HaRabim? Lefi Shedarko Leilech Bereshus HaRabim, Ve'i Efshar Sheyecho Abarim Acharim Tomid, it's normal for him to go in Bereshus HaRabim. It's not just that he's the Bereshus. It's Darko Lelech Bereshus HaRabim. That's the difference between Bivoseim, by the way. In the case of the Bivos, it's not just that it's Darko Bekach. It's not Darko Bekach. In the summer, you don't do it. It's just the Rishus. Beis Din said, in the winter, you may. But this is much stronger. This is Darko Bekach. That's what a Rishus HaRabim is for. Everybody uses it for that. That's what makes the Rishus HaRabim. If you keep people out of the Rishus HaRabim and you'll keep the animals out of the Rishus HaRabim, it won't be a Rishus HaRabim anymore. That is a Rishus HaRabim. And therefore what? If it's Darko Bekach and EF Shashiyachu Abayli Machareim Tomid, what does that mean then? That's not a mazik. That's normal wear and tear. That's not a mazik. That's normal usage of Rosh Hashanah. And in normal usage of Rosh Hashanah, there is damage.
Right? That's why they toll these roads now, to pay for the damage of normal usage. But that doesn't make you a mazik because you're using the road. Now, if you learn like the Rosh, that it's not a nezik, then let us say that really when you learn from an outside, you have to use the chumras and the kulas of both. Let us examine now one of our examples. Let's take anyone, Bora Misgalgil. So we'll say Bora Misgalgil, maybe not. Why? Because it's not Maisav Gomel. So we'll bring a raya from Regel, that even though it's not Maisav Gomel, he's Chayav nevertheless. It's a good raya. Now what do you want to say? That you've got to be Potter and Rishus Arabim as well, because that's also one of the Dinim of Regel. That's not one of the Dinim of Regel. Potter B'Rishus Arabim is just a Svora. It's not a Din of Regel. It's not unique to Regel. That's a universal principle, that when you're using the Rishus Arabim in a way which is normal, doing something which you cannot possibly be expected to prevent you or your ox from doing, that's Mamazik. It's not a question of applying that to this case here. This is not a unique Din of Regel. This is a Svora, and it's as a natural consequence of this that you can't be Mechayev Regel in Rishus Arabim. But it stands independently of Regel. It's a logical concept that stands independently of Regel. So how will you want to apply that to the case of Bura Misgalgil? Now what are you going to say? Now you've got a big stone in Rishus Arabim, so what are you going to say? Rishus Arabim must be Potu. Why? The principle of the Ptur of Rishus Arabim in Regel is Urchayu, and that you can't do anything about it. This is neither Urchayu nor is it something that you can't do anything about. The whole Svora doesn't apply. So if the basis of the Ptur in Rishus Arabim is Svora, rather than Gzeiras HaKosuv, then of course you can't go and chap the Svora, even if it doesn't apply logically. It must be a logical context. You can't apply logic in a place where the logic doesn't work. Gzeiras HaKosuv, you can say, yes, sorry, what can I do? There's Gzeiras HaKosuv, Potter B'Rishus Arabim. You want to use Regel, then with it comes its Gzeiras HaKosuv, Potter B'Rishus Arabim. We don't know why, we don't care why, that's the halacha. But if you say that the only reason that you're Potter B'Rishus Arabim is because of Urchayud, because of Darko B'Kach V'Yev Shalishmo, that's the reason that you're Potter B'Rishus Arabim. That reason doesn't apply in Bora Misgalgil. That reason doesn't apply in the Bivoseim. That reason doesn't apply in the Eitz V'Ilon. So why should you bring it with? It would then come out, according to Tosfos, that there's only one case where you don't bring it with, and that is the case of Regel. Normally in the Me'atzad you would bring all the Limudim with you, bring all the Gzeiras HaKosuv with you, you bring all the Halachas with you. But in the case of Regel, the Ptur of Rishus Arabim, that particular Ptur is based on Svora, and therefore you wouldn't bring it with. And that would be the Shitas Tosfos and the Rif and the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't come onto that. He doesn't need to come onto that because he's chilek with the whole principle. But it doesn't mean that Tosfos agrees with the Rosh on that. But Tosfos, going along with the Rif and the Rosh on the basis that the Ptur of Rishus Arabim is a Svoradik Ptur, not a Gzeiras HaKosu, Tosfos can easily say Regel is a Yetzim and Aklo. And that's why Tosfos doesn't ask, how can you bring a Raya from Regel to these three cases? Then they would be Potur and Rishus Arabim. Where from? They wouldn't be Potter and Rishus Arabim at all. He can ask, how can you bring a raya? How can you say Shor should be Rishusu? That is Chayav, that not. Taka, where Shor is, where is Birishus, is Potter. That's the very essence of his Ptur. You can't bring a raya. Tosfos' kasha is good. The kasha that the Rosh wants Tosfos to ask, Lefi Shitas al Rosh himself is not good. So you can ask that on the Rosh in any case. That's a kasha on the Rosh. So how can you say that the Rif is giving you a Svora? We're told that it's the Halochas, that Lil Chasein, that's why it's given Lil Chasein. So you've got to be told that we wouldn't apply the Svora without the... We've got to answer that we wouldn't apply the Svora without the Posuk. How would we know exactly at what point the Torah is Mechayev? That Posuk comes to teach us that when an ox is doing something that he's allowed to do in a place where he's allowed to walk, a place, thing which he normally does and which he can't be stopped from doing in a place where he's allowed to walk, he's not chayav. But it's important, says the Rosh, to know that that is Svora and not Gzeiras HaKosuv. Why, says the Rosh? Because of the case of the Eitz Oruch, for example. Good. Now we're having other reasons why it's important to know. A further reason why it makes a difference. The fact that it's based on Sforim enables us to use the Me'at Sad of Regel to learn things where there's no Turub Rishus Arabim. That's not a difficulty. That's not a difficulty at all. With only with regular we can say this. So Tosfos and Gimel is no problem. That's not talking about regular. He's talking about Eish and Borah there, isn't he? The Pilpula Charifta brings the Tosfos at the end of the Perek. Also not talking about regular. Also no Kasha. If you look at the Pilpula Charifta in Sifkot and Shin. Elovadai ke de pirishis de iker chiyuvinu mi bor veli oid raya medivre atosfos de soif pirkin. I have another proof from the Tosfos in Sof Pirkin, B'dibur HaMaskev, Hashta Domar, Palganis, Ka'knasa, the Kosva, B'Sofer, the end Tosfos writes, the Kalba, the Ochal Imri, a dog that takes hold of a coal, Meshuneh, Vavi told of the Kerim. That's Meshuneh, and it's therefore it's called Kerim. Vapa gav the Kerim, the Kavanos of the Hazik, even though it says Tosfos, the Kerim is Kavanos of the Hazik, it doesn't matter. That case of the dog that catches hold of the burning coal and runs to somebody else's field, that's also Kerim. Says adds the Pepula Charifta, but Tzorich Loim Ad Shein V'Regel Yochichu Den Kavanos and Lahazik. You've got to use Shein V'Regel for that. V'im Keno Yoloim Lichtiv Deptiri B'Rishus Arabim. And if you're going to use Shein and Regel, they should be Potter B'Rishus Arabim. Kekal She B'Shein V'Regel Nami Elovadai De'Aike Kavin Achivayne Razline Achim Mechayvinu Neravitol De'Kerim Lechol Dover. Here he's bringing Taket is from Shein Beregel. Here he's bringing Taket is from Shein Beregel. So why doesn't Tosfos say that he's potu? No, that's very good. What does the Pilpula Charifta ask? Why doesn't Tosfos say that he's potu b'Rishus Arabim just as Shein Beregel is? He's not. You can't just apply it automatically. The Ptur of Shein Beregel is specifically where the Svora of that Ptur applies. And the svara of the ptur applies only when the animal is in a place where he's allowed to be, where it's normal for him to be, doing things that it is normal for him to do, under conditions which the owner cannot be expected to protect. That then there's a ptur b'rishus harabim. Where that doesn't apply, there's no ptur b'rishus harabim. That is the halacha of regel. The halacha of regel is the whole svara, not just the untus the shura. The halacha of ptur of regel b'rishus harabim is that where your ox is in a place that is allowed to be and that it's normal for him to be and he's doing something which is normal in a way which you can't stop him, that you're potter. That's what the ptur is. So wherever you can apply that principle, taka, you take it with. But where you can't apply that principle, you don't take it with because it isn't applied. It's an amazing thing that the Pilpula Charifta doesn't answer it that way. Yeah. That's okay because that's still in the Havamina before his Mechadish. Evsha Shebola Farish Tam Aposuk Lamo Patalta Torah B'Rishus Harabim. Answers the Rosh, it's not a Ptur Al Sagzeres Akosuv. It's the Fisha Darko Lelech B'Rishus Harabim. V'Evsha Sheyelcho Abayim Achrem Tzomid. It undermines the very essence of its Chiyuv. It's not that it's a Ptur. That's okay because he's using that in the Kasha. At that point, he hasn't been Mechadish yet. Yes, but he started to me. Ma hutzach lefarish time with the p'tiri b'shul dur chayu or krok sivu v'yibus de'achav dashinu v'loy b'shul sarabim. So at that point he still doesn't know. Ve'efsha shebo lefarish time aposuk lama p'tarot l'toyre b'shul sarabim. There's a p'tur in b'shul sarabim. Now is that taka a p'tur al skzeres hakosuv, or is that because this is nothing? This isn't regular at all. Answers the Rosh and explains this is because it isn't regular at all. It can be totally ignored. That's not a difficulty. If later on he would talk about it as a ptur, might be a little bit difficult. Also not that difficult, because what is the ptur? There is a ptur. The ptur is that when the animal is in a place where he's allowed to be, it's normal for him to be doing things that it's normal to be done in a situation where the owner can't be expected to guard him, that he's potter. That's the ptur. But you've got to take the whole thing. It's not a gzeres hakosuv. You can just take the formula and you have to apply it blindly. If this is a svora, then the svora is the ptur, and where the svora applies, the stakar ptur. So enachnami, yes, we'll take it, and we'll say that if you could have applied that svora to Boram Isgalgel, you would have been obligated to apply it, because you're using regel. But the fact is, you can't apply it to Boramis Galgal or to the Eitz and the Kosel and to all of them. David, why are you looking so perturbed about it all? You sure?
So, Pastor, how does Tosis hold in the Lord and to the question of the coolers and the outside?
Then it would come out. The Tosis holds that you do apply the coolers of both.
In a normal way, it's just been
discussed. This is no exception. Regal, you also do. But what is the cooler of regal?
The first is the information I've got.
Yes? That's why the Brisker Rov doesn't worry about it. That's why the Brisker Rov just doesn't even bother with the Rosh. It's amazing. The Brisker Rov doesn't even bother, doesn't even mention it. Yeah, the Rosh is Mefurish against the Brisker Rov. Yeah. He doesn't even mention it. The Rosh, for some reason, doesn't want to learn that way. That's the strange thing. But you could say the Rosh doesn't have to learn that way. Since the Rosh holds that you don't apply the Chumras of both, he doesn't have to come onto it all. Simple, according to the Rosh. It's only Tosfos that has to come onto that. But the Rosh holds simply that you learn from, that once the Me'at Tzad works this way, that you're learning from a principled Tzad, and then you only to solve an objection do you use the secondary Tzad, then the whole thing doesn't become an issue according to the Rosh. But Tosfos clearly doesn't learn like that. Once Tosfos doesn't learn like that, we have a problem with Tosfos. So the Rosh says, quoting our Tosfos here, you see, Tosfos learns like me. Either Tosfos and ask the Pupula Charifta on other pages which make things difficult. Good, so we would have to say then, the Rosh would have to answer, that they're two different Bali Tosfos, two different Shittas in Tosfos. That can be. We're always reluctant to say that, but according to the way we're saying, we don't have to come onto that at all. Could be also about the Rashbam and not the Reed. Which is the case of the Rashbam.
Yeah.
Bor and Shor. That we should apply the dinim of Bor. That's good. That's good. Given the Mibur Nami Yolif, lift the Rubu Kalim, Kabur, yeah. That's Exeris HaKosov. Kalim is potter, so you must apply that. If you're using Bor to construct your Me'at Tzad, you've got to use the Tur of Kalim. Yes, that's Tosfos, yeah. That's how I want to learn the Tosfos. It's strange the Rosh, though, find them. The way we've explained the Tosfos, the Rosh can't really bring a raya from Tosfos. So he learned Tosfos the way he's learning. He assumed the Tosfos learned the same way as he's learning. Aye, there's a difficult Tosfos elsewhere. Good. Difficult Tosfos, doesn't matter.
Who's he bringing the
other Rishonim. Yeah, other Rishonim.
That's Tosfos.
No. Or it could be those. That could be the Rashbam. Could be one of the Balei
Tosfos,
yeah. Yeah, that Tosfos certainly. I think the Brisker Rov brought more than one. There's the Tosfos on Daf Hei as well. Daf Hei on the Bay is there. Yeah. Yeah, there are a few Tosfos that hold that. So the Rosh could hold, yeah, exactly. There are certain Balei Tosfos who learn that way. But the Tosfos on our own, it doesn't learn that way. True, it is interesting, yeah. Exactly. But that's how I want to learn the whole thing. But that's interesting because what we've done is through understanding that initial machlok is Rashi and Rosh. Remember, we spent quite a long time on the Tzoris, the difference in Loshen between Rashi and the Rosh and the Tzoris. And through that, we've really come to the Ikar machlokes between Rashi and the Rosh. On the Vir B'Steacher, we came to the Ikar Machlokes on Dafyu Tes as well between Rabbi Zeira and Amemer. Who was it? Who was the last Rabbi Zeira on Dafyu Tes? No. Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Ikar Machlokes, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zeira. We came to all that whole thing, that whole analysis of Regel, which led us also into an understanding of the difference between Shittas Tosfos and Shittas HaRosh, that has led us to be able to answer Tosfos in a way that in a way different to the way the Rosh handles it.
I think I understand how you're inviting Rosh from Rosh's
Now, firstly, before that, the fact that he says that it's a svara, that's the first thing that you would say. That the ikar answer of the Rosh is when he says, "Efshar shebo lefarish tam haposuk." At that point already, you've got to realize that the ptur of regel, according to the Rosh and the Rif, has a tam. The moment it has a tam, you can't apply it blindly like another gzeras akosiv. You can only apply it where the tam applies. What is the tam? Two conditions: dar kolelik berushus aravim, the efshar shecho abari macharem tali. So it's an impossible situation. Why? Therefore, he's not responsible. If there's no responsibility, he's not a mazik.
We're saying mazik is mazik implies a responsibility. Mazik doesn't imply responsibility with two.
Tomun doesn't mean that you're not a mazik. You're a mazik. No, the mazik is esh, but the din of esh is potter the tomun.
So isn't that the same idea?
No.
Because the efshar.
Once you're using it as a svara, the efshar shelcha abayim. If it's efshar, that's in a metzius.
Because of the nature,
that's
why
you're not going to hire
someone in the case
where it's
urche.
It's more than urche. Urche, you are chayav. Urche, in the sense
that, in other words,
Yerusha
is a definition of
urche,
so to speak.
That's
how
urche
is going to be. That
it's more than urche. It's a practical impossibility. He's doing something which he's allowed to do in a situation where it's practically impossible to solve the consequences. That means the heter to do it is also the heter to be mazik.
And we're giving a time for in the sense that the Torah doesn't expect us to work in parameters that are impossible to.
Yeah, the chidush then of the ptur of regel b'shus harabim is that where it's impossible, where the animal is doing something he's entitled to do, and it's impossible to avoid the consequences, that's not a nezik.
It should be the same for
shein. Yes, regular the same, and that's a biyabis there, achir applies to both.
And doesn't shein regular
as a unit in that sense, yeah.
So if it was a shein, was part of the we were learning from shein, if there was such a meatzah, we were learning from shein.
Same thing. That's the pupil of Harif that brings Taka from Shein to Regel.
But we're not actually, from our point of view, so for example, we're not really looking at Shein as a.
It's not, it hasn't been relevant. He's not the Mazik. It's the result of normal activity. If something is damaged as a result of normal and legitimate activity, that you can't hold him responsible. And so he's
not. So why do you say potter b'tam? You should use that potter
b'tam. You should say it's not him. No, but Tomun he is potter. But Tomun it is Eish. This is a mazik, and the mazik is called Eish. And you are the mazik. The halacha is you potter b'tam. Why? We don't know why. Because that's a kosher. Kelim b'rishus harabim. Why should you be potter for kelim b'rishus harabim? For kelim b'boir? Does that mean that it's not a boir, or that you're not the mazik? You are. You made the boir, and because of your action, the person fell in. You are the mazik. What is your mazik? Boir. Am I chayev? No, you're potter. Why? Because those are the halachas of boir. But this is the mazik of boir. But where it comes when my ox is walking in b'rishus harabim and he stands on something. Ah, he was mazik with regel. Let's see, what is the din with regel? Is he chayiv or potter? That's not the way we go. Mitken mazik. Where do you start? Where does the claim start? What did my ox do that was mazik? Where was the maaser nezik? That he was walking in Rishus HaRabim is a maaser nezik? No. That I didn't walk after him, making him walk in between, that's a maaser nezik? No. So where's the maaser nezik? I didn't dig a pit, and I didn't light a fire, and I didn't let him walk into Rishus HaYochid, and I didn't let him go. I just let him act like an ordinary ox. There's no Maaser Nezek. That's what the Torah tells us. That in that scenario, there is no Maaser Nezek. That's what it means, a Svora, as opposed to a Gzeras HaKosuv. Gzeras HaKosuv means there's a Maaser Nezek, and the Halachi is Potu. But if there's a Svora, you don't need a Gzeras HaKosuv. Otherwise, this would also be a Gzeras HaKosuv. Gzeras HaKosuv, a Ptur B'Rishus HaRabim. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi learns.
So
that's
the beer is not exactly
cost of it's real Megalia. That's right. Megalia right. That's the chidush of the Rif according to the Rosh. That's the whole chidush of the Rif. Look what's been learnt out of three words in the Rif. That's why the Rif added that, to tell you that it's not, you mustn't treat it with the Gedorim of the Gzeres HaKosu, but you've got to treat it with the Gedorim of the Svorah, and that Svorah we're given by the Vir Besteach. Yeah. Here, the Rif brings them right over here. Brings the first two and not the others. Interesting. Well, although he just says, Rav Avos Aloy Yivich B'chibur Kol HaNeyukimtis. He didn't bring them all. Ken Zayin that he acknowledges that he brought some of them, but not all of them. That's not because. No, the halacha is like them. Even though they're not a Mishnah or Brisa, they're still the halachas like them because there are no kashas on them. That's why he brings that. This here, two sleepless nights. Sorry? Stop. The Rashi we worked out a long time ago. In fact, the Rashi we came back to, if you notice, what happened with that Rashi was very interesting, because we noticed the Rashi and the... We noticed the difficulty of the Loshani in the Rashi early on, and the different Rashis, the different Loshonis. Then we noticed the Rosh, that it was different. And I think we were, but we didn't really come to any definitions until later on when we started with the Rosh. The first part of the Rosh, a week ago or so, I redefined the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh. Right, that was the one part. But once we had that, then I went on. It took me a while to try and realize that we can use that definition to try and understand this. Once I'd gone through the Rosh here, then the only way to try and treat Tosfos different from the Kukula Charifta was to try and find that Regel was different. Then my next step is Regel is different. Why should Regel be different? Regel be different, of course, it's a Sfora, it's not a Gzeres HaKosu. Try it out, see if it works. Sure, it works. So did I, yeah, that's what I say, two sleepless nights. You might have. That was the process is, once you've worked out that difference between the, once you've defined the machlokes Rashi and Rosh, the way we did, is it Gzeres HaKosu or is it Svora? We came onto that right in the beginning. Do you look at the beginning or at the end? Is it just a Vir B'Shtei Achir, or do you look at the way the way the Shor is acting? Once you've got that, then it's just a matter of connecting the two. And if you're pressurized enough, you make the connection.
Yes, we
reconciled them, but not 100%. I left it. At the end of the day, I decided here when I was working on the Rosh, we've got a Rashi, and where Rashi says something, the fact that Rashi says something else somewhere else is altogether not a kasha on Rashi. Very often Rashi will explain two different sugyas with different perushim altogether. Rashi will always give the perush that he feels is most shaykh to that particular context. So I didn't bother about the others. Now maybe one can go back and look now with a clear understanding of what the machlokes really is. One can go back and look at the other two Rashis. There's one in Ksubis and one in Daf Yud Ches, I think, right? One can go back and look and compare them to see whether Rashi elsewhere is holding like the Rosh, which can be. Rashi is not one sheet to write through Shas. Daf Yud Zayin on the Mishnah there, right? Yeah. Now one could go back, now that we've defined it clearly. But had we not spent that time on defining, that's what I'm making, had we not defined the Machlokes Rashi and Rosh so clearly in the beginning, we would have been stuck here. There's nothing that we would have been able to do with this. Then there would have been no way out. No, because he says, Afagavdi Bereshus Ko Avdi. that bur is made with rishus. The Shmuel Dama bur even be rishus is chayev, that you're chayev even for a bur which you make in your own rishus. It's just a coincidence. The word rishus means the same. Since if you make a bur in your own rishus, you're allowed to make a bur there, but you're still chayev for the consequences.
What is
he saying? Yeah, according to Shmuel, it's a straight bor. Bor gomeru. Ela deloy matzil lemeim mibor lechude mishum deloy dami lebor legamri lebor bitchilas asiyosu lenezek and so on. But also Rishus, according to Shmuel, it's no problem. That's how it goes. I don't know how the people who don't learn carefully, I don't know how they survive in the world. What on earth do they do? Yeah, but then so what? You see a Rosh, and you don't really know which shit it belongs to which. I don't know really how you survive, how you function. Of the whole shoe. Starting from where? From the to this tonight shoe, or from the whole process? Okay, so we started with the Rosh bringing two sheeters. As to whether when a Me'at Tzad is used, you have to apply the kulas of both, or you align the new limud with one of the tzdodim. He himself brings a proof that you align it with one of the tzdodim. And his proof is from the fact that we're using regel, according to Shmuel, to prove cases of Chiyuv Birushus Arabin three times. That's his right. The mechanism, he explained, the same as Tosfos on Daf Hayomid Beis, the mechanism is that you're learning from the primary source, you encounter an objection, and you use the secondary source merely to remove the objection, which again allows you to learn freely from the primary source. That's how a Me'at Tzad works. So the dinim of the secondary tzad are irrelevant. Okay? Then he brings a raya that Tosfos also must hold that way. Because Tosfos asks, how can the Gemara say Shor shebirushuso yuchiach, that Shor, even though when he's doing something birushus is chayev, will prove that the fact that you're doing it birushus doesn't make any difference? Asks Tosfos, but in fact when it Shor does something birushus is potter according to Shmuel. Answers Tosfos the case with the tzroyus and all the rest of it. Asks the Rosh, why doesn't Tosfos ask better? You don't have to ask just on the loshon of Shor birushus yuchiach. Ask on those three cases. How can you bring a raya from Shor according to Shmuel for a chiyuv in Rishus Arabim? Tosfos doesn't ask that, says the Rosh, because Tosfos isn't worried about that. Why is Tosfos not worried about that? Because Tosfos learns like he does, that you only learn from the primary source, you don't have to worry about the secondary source. We ask, but we had a Tosfos on Daf Dalet Amud Beis and elsewhere, where Tosfos says clearly that you do have to learn from the secondary source as well, and you have to apply the halachas from the secondary source as well. That's the kasha of the Pilpula Harifta. So we answered, if Tosfos accepts the Rif and the Rosh's principle that Uvir Bistei Acher is not a Gzeres HaKosuf, but Uvir Bistei Acher is a Gilui of a Svora, then the Ptur of Rishus HaRabim applies only where the Svora applies. That's what it means. And in these three cases, that Svora does not apply. If Uvir Bistei Acher was a Gzeres HaKosuf, you would have to apply it blindly to all situations. But since it's the Svora, you can only apply it in those cases where the Svora applies. The Svora does not apply in any of these three cases, so there's no reason. Even though we hold that you've got to apply the dinim of the secondary case to the new case, here, even if you do apply the din of the secondary case, it doesn't affect the new case. Because the din is where the Svora applies, it's potu. And here the Svora doesn't apply, so it's not potu. That's the Rosh, plus the Kasha of the Pupula Harifta, plus our answer based on the definition of the Rosh, or the Perush of the Rosh and the Rif.
Mm-hmm.
Legabi what? How will we come up with what? So with Rashi, we've got to say therefore, if you hold that you've got to apply the dinim of the secondary tzad to the new case, then here you would have to patrim b'rishus harabim as well. So Rashi would be forced to say, like the Rosh, that you learn only from the first, from the primary source. Rashi has to learn that way. Rashi has to learn that you learn only from the primary source, that you don't apply from the secondary. Which is fine. The Briskerov came out that way too, didn't he? There was Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah. Sorry. For Sunday, we'll finish the Rosh and we'll carry on with the Gemara.